This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Craig Zonka.
How often do you hear about farmers dumping fruit and veg? Because it's either weather damaged or cosmetically, it may not look quite as good as what the supermarkets demand. And we're not talking about one or two pieces here. It can be tons of fruit at a time. For the farmers, if it's not going off to market and they're having to plough it back into the ground, well, then it's really like throwing money in the bin. And there's no simple solution either, unless you take matters into your own hands. What can you do with those seconds that may not meet the specifications that you and I demand as consumers through the supermarkets and other retailers? We've touched on this issue previously as part of our war on waste. And now I've come across a woman who is waging her own battle, you might say. Mandy Schultz is a strawberry farmer at Wamuran, which is near Caboolture in the northern suburbs of Brisbane. Mandy, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are we this morning?
Very well, thanks. You really started your own war on waste. What exactly are you up to?
Okay, well, as we all know, there's a big problem with waste. So last year during our strawberry season, we just got to the end of the tether and we just created a War on Waste social media group and received a lot of support from the community, and we took our strawberries out to the community. And we've done that recently again.
Yeah, because, well, we've been in the midst of strawberry season here.
Yes. Well, the strawberry season traditionally in Queensland is during the winter periods. And this year, unfortunately, my husband and I, we had a hailstorm that seemed to just selectively travel down one section of Wamuran and took out our peak harvest.
Goodness.
Which is devastating. And what people don't realise with a lot of waste as well for farmers, you actually have to invest a lot of money in wages to actually still pick those damaged fruit off. So there's a double cascade of problems. One, you can't sell it, and two, you've got to pay to pick it off, which can be thousands of dollars.
Jay, so you said you put out the call on social media and
yes,
people have come wanting your so-called seconds?
Well, they have, but what's been really nice, this has been a big journey for myself, because prior to just obviously using Facebook as a post page, as the mothers do, we created from our Loverberry page a group called Our War on Waste, and there are a lot of people out there who really care about farmers. They also are really caring about sustainability. So we started off with like 20 people, and it's joined into momentum now where we have over 400 members within this group, and all I do is post that I've got strawberries and we pick locations and I call them car park waste parties. And this weekend we did it for another farmer, and you know, we had four locations and we moved close to 200 bags of frozen fruit for a farmer.
Okay.
So that's just great.
So you're saying you're freezing they were seconds. They're not going to market in the traditional means. So you're freezing them?
What we need to do is, what I am learning to do, because it's such a new progress. So with us last year with our strawberries are very perishable. So what we did was we just pulled the calyxes off so they could be put straight into cooking. We called them cooking berries, and we put them into bags about a kilo and a half and laid them flat in a chest freezer. So that enabled us to, well, not accumulate, but you can't, when you're in the pack house sorting a major hail event, I'm not in a position to go and do a car park party.
No.
So we put them into the freezer, and then we would put the call out to what I'm now calling my waste ambassadors and saying, hey, do you want to take care of this location and that location? And this is what worked. We got it really right this Saturday, but it was a learning curve through strawberry season last year on how to do it.
Yeah, so you're using these for cooking jams and everything else under the sun.
Absolutely.
Because that's it. These strawberries still taste great. They're still usable. How much, like, can you quantify how much you would have been throwing away or not actually sending to market, because they may not have looked exactly how the supermarkets and others demand them to be?
No, but I've probably got to get better at that, because I can only go from harvest to harvest. So prior to introducing our own War on Waste program, I'd often have a friend who would come with a trailer and I'd say, we've had a rain event, bring it in. And a trailer would come, and that may have been filled three or four times, and that's not without what Adrian's removing from the paddock. So the waste after a rain event is huge. but there's nothing wrong with it. And that's what I found really inspiring and really nice doing the cooking berries, because people would just post, oh, they smell so good. And it's a bit like, this is unbelievable how much waste has been thrown away over the years because we just didn't know what to do with it. And we're a small farm of only 200,000 plants, and I know what we've got in waste. It's beyond consideration. Like, if you were to add up every strawberry farmer's waste, it's just awful.
And you need to make money out of every strawberry that is, that comes to bear fruit on your strawberry plant. You need to make money out of each and every one of them. Otherwise, you may not be there in 5, in 10 years, Mandy. That's the reality of the situation for a lot of farmers, isn't it?
Well, unfortunately so, and particularly when with these events, there is wages involved. So it's not like you can just turn around and go, okay, don't worry about it, it's been damaged. We still have to pick it off. It has to be thrown away, otherwise you get plants with disease and the other fruit doesn't come through. So we try to not only do our War on Waste group, but we've now put out a range of freeze-dried strawberry products. We made strawberry powder and snacks to help give us, when we have these big rain events, we've got something that we can also continue to do outside of strawberries.
Now, could those value-added products that you mentioned there, could they end up making you more money as a farmer than the traditional selling fruit to market, as you would have done?
I'm not 100% sure, because we only finished our harvest in October, and so I'm only in my first 8 weeks of using and getting these freeze-dried products out into the marketplace. But I'm pretty pleased with the results, because they're just so yummy and people are buying them. I actually only made 5 kilos of strawberry powder as my trial, but I had to go back up to Freeze Dry Industry and buy my other 5 kilos of powder back because it sold. And I thought I'd have enough to last me the entire summer. But no, that's not the case.
It's quite interesting. Mandy Schultz is on the line, if you're just tuning in this morning. She's a strawberry farmer at Wamuran, which is near Caboolture. And as part of the ABC's War on Waste earlier this year, we saw pictures from banana farms in North Queensland where they just dumping, thousands of kilograms that don't quite meet the supermarket specifications. And there was a follow-up last night chatting with one farmer who started a range of banana flours and other value-added products. And that's just changed his complete outlook on farming. Do we as consumers need to take a bit of responsibility? Because I guess if we weren't demanding fruit to be perfect, the supermarkets then wouldn't be only demanding perfect fruit from you as a farmer, Mandy.
Well, that may be the case, but, you know, it's very, very difficult to enter into that, because I think there's more than just one issue of consumers only wanting perfect fruit, because right now I've experienced a lot of people who don't think that way. So if maybe you'd asked me that question before we started our war on waste, I would have agreed with you, but I'm not sure where that sits in that capacity, really, because I think there's bigger issues in waste, as in oversupply. You've got, in strawberries particularly, you've got these new varieties coming through that have a higher yield than previous traditionals. So I think there's more than a cascade of problems to waste than just the consumer wanting perfect fruit, to be honest.
Yeah, and then you get times during the peak of the season where you can pick up a punnet of strawberries for sometimes less than $2. And
well, this year they were at one point of time, and it wasn't even before we all gone into peak harvest. You were talking about $4 for $5. I don't know how I'm going to pay my wages on punnets being sold at $4 to $5, but now you've got a whole conditioning of thinking that once upon a time people thought, because strawberries in winter was a seasonal treat and they were accustomed to paying, you know, let's say, for example, $3 a punnet, they're so used to thinking, oh, they're having a great season, that they don't understand the ramifications that when there is those strawberries on sale for $4 for $5, nobody is able to pay their wages or pay their packaging bills or pay their transport bills.
And that's why you have to think out of the box, as you are doing, Mandy. Thanks for chatting with me this morning. I really appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
And it gives us something to think about over summer with all the summer fruits on the market as well and what the farmers are going through to get them on your table. Mandy Schultz, who is a strawberry farmer at Wamuran.
Streaming now at abc.net.au/Brisbane. This is Craig Zonka on ABC Radio Brisbane.